This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The most popular college major in this country is business, but how often do we hear complaints from employers that today's graduates need better critical thinking, writing, and communication skills? The sort of skills you might develop by studying, maybe literature or history? From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott has this story about an effort to build more liberal arts thinking into business programs.
A few dozen professors are packed into a room at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They're here from schools all over the country to talk about how to bring the critical thinking and creativity associated with the liberal arts into their business programs.
Traditional business programs really tend to be taught from a single standpoint, usually a managerial standpoint. What we strive to do is to teach these subjects, same subjects, but from multiple standpoints.
Jeffrey Nesteruk is a professor of legal studies at Franklin and Marshall. He's leading research to help colleges, from the Wharton School to Mount Holyoke, transform the traditional model of a business major.
So, for instance, in finance, the model says the role of the firm is the maximization of shareholder wealth.
In a typical finance class, Nesteruk says, you might accept that at face value and move on to figuring out how firms maximize wealth, not at F&M.
We linger over that assumption. Say, well, why is that the purpose of the firm? Are there different purposes? What is served if you think of the firm that way? What is taken away?
And how's this for breaking the mold? An entrepreneurship professor has teamed up with an improvisational dance instructor, teaching a course on creativity. Another class combines literature and sustainable food production. Claire Prizer is with the Aspen Institute, which co-sponsored the workshop. She says the goal isn't only to produce more employable graduates, but more responsible business leaders.
And one way we try to achieve that is by influencing what future business leaders learn in their formal education.
Students also want their careers to have meaning, social impact, says Kendi Hess, an associate professor of philosophy at the College of the Holy Cross. And she says they're increasingly discontent with government as the main driver of social change.
And so people who want to fix things are more and more drawn to business as the place where you can get things done.
At a time when all colleges are under pressure to launch their graduates into productive careers, Hess says business has a lot to offer the liberal arts, too.
At the very least, internships and experiences and a chance to take all of this knowledge and information and understanding and dialogue and try to use it.
So by the time students graduate, they'll have the practical skills to land that first job and the tools to develop a meaningful career. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.